Collect.
The good, the good, the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
I just know it's going to be ugly today. It's going to get ugly, right?
You know, I usually have such a cheery disposition.
I can tell. I pick up on your vibes.
I'm pretty incensed today. I'll tell you what. I had to go and visit a friend in hospital the other day, and it really galled me when I arrived there. And the parking garage of the hospital was clearly outsourced to our most famous parking service. And the expectation was that you have to pay for parking at this hospital. This is a private hospital, but it's still a service. And so you would think that the cost of the patient being there, which is so exorbitant in private care anyway, would include something like the cost of parking at the hotel. They're simply just making money. It's a gratuitous making of money, self-enrichment. That's what it is.
Don't even get me started with that.
It's the same with shopping malls. You go in there to spend money and contribute to the economy of that mall, yet you still have to fork out these exorbitant amounts of money for parking. It never used to be this way. They have created an entire industry from tarmac. Outsourced parking management was never an industry before. But what really irritates me even more is that these places also have car guards in the paid for parking spaces.
So I'm paying you for secure parking and I must still tip my car guard.
100%. So surely if you're going to pay those large amounts of money for parking fees, there would be an expectation of the security and that your car is going to be safe. And make no mistake, this parking is expensive. Expensive. Some of these places have no free parking. You're billed from the time the boom gate opens to let you in. The other day I went to fetch somebody from a mall and had to ask her to go and run in and pay 11 rands.
How long were you there?
11 rands for a minute or so. It took me to get from the boom gate to the entrance to pick her up. For me, this is totally a grudge payment.
That makes me so angry.
It's something I get no value from. You just pay because you have to. You can't park on the highway and walk.
You don't have options,
You have to get close enough to walk into the center, and the only way you can do this is get through that bloody boom gate. What one presumes is when you pay, you get some kind of service. But essentially what you get is a spot to park your car.
Why do you go drop thousands on their retailers?
100%. And because you think, though, because you're paying, you should get some sort of added value like security or not being harassed by some person offering you a tertiary service like a waterless car wash. I would like to know what they're doing with the amount of money that they're making. You could probably do a few calculations and work it out. There must be hundreds of thousands of rands that are being paid. You know, could they not employ some serious security? People might say it's not such a big deal, and those people are wrong.
You're wrong. We're unambiguous about this.
We become so desensitized to it, Darren. And what about the prices of parking at the airport? In the one space, the long-term parking, which almost has its own area code, by the way.
It's so far away.
The prices are cheaper, but in the general...
I take an Uber from long stay to the airport.
In the general scheme of things, it's really, really expensive. But if you park undercover, it costs 185 rands a day. Think about it. 185 rands for what? Just so your car is out of the weather and near the terminal? It's shocking. And even that drop-off thing is irritating because you get 20 minutes free while you're picking somebody up. But if you go even a minute over that, you get charged 20 rand. So if you're there picking somebody up, right, and that person's flight is delayed, what happens? You either have to drive around the airport a few times or fork out huge amounts of money to park in the parking lot anyway. We should not have to pay for parking.
You're singing my song, Terence. I'm with you 100%.
And coming up, I'm going to tell you about some other grudge purchases.
More than this.
On my mind.
Can't wait.
East Coast Breakfast.
It's 8:45 traffic, Jayshree.
Thanks, Darren. It's all looking good and nothing too serious to report on. Let's hope it stays that way. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasroman.
Report traffic now. SMS.
11:49 on East Coast Breakfast, continuing with the good, the bad, and ugly with Terence Pillay.
The good. The good. The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Wait with bated breath. I have no idea what could possibly get your goat more than the unnecessary purchase of parking bays in malls.
You know what? I've been on a warpath this week, and people also think they can charge whatever they want at convenience stores. hotel mini bars, airport kiosks, and so on, because they have the captive market. You know, you have no choice. You can't buy an item from anywhere else. So the
is it that much more expensive at the airport?
Let me tell you. Listen to this.
Yeah.
So the store may be convenient, but because it stays open 24 hours, but the prices certainly aren't convenient. You're looking at 30 rands or more for a 2-liter cold drink, which costs 14 rands in a normal store. And how do hotels justify charging 55 rands for a 2-finger slab of chocolate or 32 rands for a 300 milliliter can of soda?
Hotel
mini bars. So I chatted to a few store owners, and they all said that the prices are so high because of the convenience of the situation. But something happens.
Well, you don't get
brains.
More convenient than I want a snack, and it's in the bar fridge right there in your room. That is the ultimate inconvenience.
Exactly.
I mean, people might pay for that.
So something happens in our brains when we're taken out of our normal environment and put into a garage shop or a hotel room or an airport kiosk or restaurant. We lose all sense of what's normal or appropriate.
Perspective.
It goes all out the window. Mm. Either we say, well, that's just the way it is because we have no choice, or we say we're on somebody else's dime, especially when you're claiming a subsistence allowance from your company, so it doesn't matter to us. Hmm. If somebody else is paying, costs don't matter.
Hmm.
But
there's a lot of that going around.
But will you pay 85 rands for a bag of chocolate peanuts or 114 rands for a small bag of nuts?
What? No.
You can go anywhere else and get 10 bags of goodies for that price. So I've decided to pull a Wendy Nola and go around to shops and compare prices. And I'm going to do a blog on how much we're being taken advantage of in these captive markets.
Mm.
Look, no one expects people not to make money. I understand that if you've got a shop, it's open 24 hours a day. You've got someone working in that shop at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You probably have a low turnover of customers, but still have to pay the staff members. So somehow, you have to make it worth your while.
Roshan Lies, rental staff, yeah.
Yeah, so the convenience of being able to go into a shop at 1 o'clock in the morning and buy an iron brew or whatever you must have at that time. Makes you understand the price. But perhaps what they should do is introduce midnight prices. So they can say, if you really must go into that convenience shop at 3 o'clock in the morning to buy a pack of cigarettes, then pay more. But if you go into that shop at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like every other person, this would be normal trading hours, where you could potentially go to another shop to get your item, but you're going to theirs, why not charge a more reasonable price?
That's a very good idea.
I'm full of it.
When did you come up with this? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Will you tell them?
I will tell them. Well, hopefully they're hearing this now.
We'll name and shame. Will this be up on the blog?
This is up on the blog already.
Excellent. All right. ecr.co.za. And then, Terence Play. How are the entries looking for the Junior Chef competition at the Pavilion, for which I am one of the judges?
Darren, they are looking so good. These kids are amazing. You're going to have such a tough time. But, you know, we've got auditions this week.
So if I'm only hearing this for the first time, how do I audition my kid for Junior Chef?
I just come to the Pavilion on Saturday between 10 and 2. We're outside New Metro.
Did you get to prepare a simple dish?
No, not at all. They just come and do an interview, and then we give them a task.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's the audition?
Yeah.
We'll see you at the PAV.
Yep.
Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.